Case number 10,442, Ronald and Gail Young. Route 54 northwest of Swan Drive being lot 35, block A within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses.
Ronnie Young, live 35 and 36 Swan Drive in Shelbyville, in Swan Keys.
You going to be testifying?
Yes.
Name and address.
Daryl Greer, 12011 Sunflower Court, Bishopville, Maryland.
Okay, both put your hands on the Bible, please. Can you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I have two pieces of property in Swan Keys, own lots 35 and 36.
Okay.
I want to build a retirement home on 35, which is our vacant lot.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's built, then we'll tear the mobile home down on 36. What I'm asking is, instead of the 10-foot setbacks on the side, I'm asking for 5.5 on one side and 5.2 on the other side.
Which is the other one you said you owned?
36. That would be on the side of the 5.2.
What is your plan for that one?
Once I tear the other property down, I'll plan on putting a garage up on that one.
It's going to be connected to the house?
No.
Better come talk to the folks in the zoning office before you do that. Because you're going to have to do some different things, maybe.
What does that involve?
Well, it means you can't just put a garage on a lot by itself, unless it's an acre.
But you may be able to combine the lots.
Well, that was one of my other questions I had, is whether that could happen.
And that depends on a lot of different things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But there is one in Swan Keys that has a garage on another lot on the same street.
Okay.
But we're worrying about the house right now.
Yeah.
I'll worry about the garage later.
There we go. Let's get that done.
Isn't there usually a 10-foot setback on one side for these?
Mm-hmm.
No, both five?
And if this helps at all, I do have some copies of some other variances that we've received that are similar, if that's any help.
Okay. Is this similar to the way a lot of the other properties are set up?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
They try to make arrangements to put the cars on one side and parking on one side?
Yes.
This sign probably doesn't need it.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Did you own the property in 06 when there was a side yard variance approved?
Yes, sir. We just never got the finances to get the other house put up.
Okay.
Yeah, it was approved once in 06, but we couldn't get it done. This time we're ready to go, so.
Good. Mr. Miller.
Yes. Is the variance necessary on the open deck? It's allowed to encroach 5 feet at a certain height?
Right. Normally, if it stays under 4 foot,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Uncovered. It should be able to encroach 5 feet.
Yeah, he's
open
on
and unenclosed.
Your deck on the north side is not going to have any kind of roof or anything over it, is it?
No.
No pergola, you know, just those
too,
single
yeah.
slots. Nothing on top of it at all?
No.
He doesn't need that one.
Mm-mm. Won't need that one, then.
We can hold it for clarification.
Huh?
We can hold it for clarification.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it does, but we can do that.
That's what I thought when I saw it. It's first, you know, I didn't say it earlier.
Well,
no, we don't
it's been...
Either.
back and forth, it's suggested at one point it was 42 inches, and then it, I don't know.
To my understanding, in the past, it was 42 inches, then anything over that, wouldn't it, would
yeah,
this request?
Then that's been questionable lately, so.
Okay.
A lot of it's interpretation, too.
Yes.
Get Jim to give us a ruling.
You all were kind enough to pass it in 06. I'm hoping you're kind enough to pass it in 09.
Well, it states that open, unenclosed decks, porches, or platforms not covered by a roof or canopy, which do not extend above the level of the first floor of the building, may
right.
extend into the side or rear yard setback no more than 5 feet. So it's...
Yeah, it's just as long as it's not higher than the first...
First floor.
That's correct. Right. Yeah.
Which so is, it should be probably even with your first floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Which is what we originally thought, then when somebody suggested 42, and now...
Right,
yeah,
I don't know where that all came from.
What did we approve in 95? Just 1 5-foot on the south side?
I do have a copy of that, if that helps.
Piece number 9500.
Can we just pass it down so you can look at it?
No, you could just clarify.
It's fine. Yeah, that's what it was.
Just the south side.
Mm.
Okay. So we wouldn't be approving anything different?
No.
Since the north side isn't necessary.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Miller?
Nope.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that for the same reasons that we approved case 9500, I believe it was, I don't see any difference, and therefore would make a motion to approve case number 10,442 for the south side variance request, as the north side variance request is not necessary.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,442 for the south side, because the north side is not required at this time. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
My wife thanks you.
Thank you.